The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 3 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Adrian Gardner. Here are today's headlines. Dealing with the record high gas prices, the CAQ accused of dividing French and English Quebecers, and looking at the struggle for equality in the workplace. Gas has seen record high prices in Quebec. Different gas stations are predicting to charge $1.75 a liter in a few months. Valerie Bayer stands at a gas station reporting live on the matter. Valerie, how are people reacting to this?
I'm currently at the Petro-Canada and NBG, and the current price on the board is $161.9, but people are still buying. There's about 4 to 5 cars getting gas right now, and more cars are arriving every minute. It doesn't seem like this increase is affecting the number of people getting gas. I spoke with a few customers about the rise of gas prices, and the general consensus is that people are bothered, but they understand why. There is, however, this one lady I spoke with who was thinking about marching the other way by buying an electric car. Most of the car owners are upset, but they're not going to change their ways. Here's what I gathered.
Definitely an impact. Like, I think it's costing me like $50 more every 2 weeks. So I drive a lot and it has a big impact, yeah.
Obviously, I wish it to be less, but, you know, the economy is where it is right now. It's kind of all over the place.
Should we expect prices to rise even more in the next few weeks or months?
Well, according to Dat McTigg, we should. The president of Affordable Energy of Canada mentioned that it could change for the foreseeable future, where consumers would have to pay record highs of fuel during spring, which is something car owners should worry about.
I think it's a safe bet that prices will go beyond the $162.9 that we're seeing today, for gas prices to move up another 13 cents a liter between now and the end of May, beginning of June. And it's mostly, again, because of fundamentals.
And do we know why the prices are rising?
Well, we do. First of all, there's the recovery from COVID, which led to a lower amount of demand and supply. And also, Dan Mintig explained that it is more so the government helping self-suiting for increase of taxation. Canada has undermined the oil and gas sector as a result for their number one export being trash, which is causing the Canadian dollar to lose ground. This adds about 10, 11 cents a liter to consumers right now and should add even more in the next few months.
Thank you, Valerie. 11 Montreal cégeps now offer 14 credit short-term development programs to support workers in their return to employment. Montreal cégep grouping announced these programs will enable the Quebec population who went unemployed during the COVID-19 pandemic to revise their skills and consider a future profession in their activity sector or related one. Cégeps offer a large choice of activity spheres with around 27 training courses. This never-done-before program receives financial support from the Quebec government. Classes were announced to start in March or April with a small 15 to 18 people classes. Last week, Legault decided to stop the project for a new Dawson College building, arguing that he would rather spend the money on a francophone cégep. Matteo Michelli has the story.
In response to the $100 million infrastructure project that will not go ahead for Dawson English CEGEP, the opposition said that Legault is causing damage by not considering Quebec's English-speaking community. Ms. Dominique Anglade, leader of the official opposition, expressed herself on this subject in the National Assembly and accused Legault of dividing the population.
Now they're saying, oh no, it's no longer a priority, but it makes absolutely no sense. This is a slap in the face of the Anglophone community, and it's unacceptable.
The Quebec Community Group Network, an association of Anglophone groups across Quebec, says that the decision to defund the expansion project is an insult to Quebec's Anglophone population. They argue that Legault's decision will impact the academic future of Dawson students of all fields and ultimately limit their potential. Rita Legault, the director of communication for the QCGN, has this to say.
The QCGN is disappointed, mm-hmm. and angry. So is the community, the Dawson community and the wider community, that they've decided to cancel this project. Mm-hmm. It's been on books for 7 years.
It was Matteo Michelli for Concordia News.
LGBTQ plus groups across Quebec are struggling with the lack of provincial and federal funding for their programs. The latest surveys from Institut for Socioeconomic Research and Information show that LGBTQ plus organizations are currently struggling to provide consistent support to the marginalized communities that need them. Current funding goes to already established organizations and fails to support new community groups. The LGBTQ groups surveyed say that increased funding would help Quebec improve its current programs against homophobia and transphobia. The CAQ is currently working on a bill to improve families' access to childcare in the province. Both the Liberal Party and Parti Québécois are criticizing the CAQ, claiming that they are not doing enough. Esme Bell looks into the issue. Esme, what are some of the main complaints?
The Liberals and the Parti Québécois would like the new bill to guarantee that all children have the right to a daycare spot in Quebec. The CAQ rejected this suggestion, leading to tension. Marie-Claire Lemieux from l'Association Québécoise des Centres de la Petite Enfance explains what she wants the CAQ to do with the new bill.
We would like for the government to make a clear commitment that the remainder of the network for early childhood education will be basically built in Centre de la Petite Enfance.
So currently, how many families are struggling to access childcare?
Around 51,000 families are currently waiting to access childcare. This leaves a lot of Quebecers struggling to find proper care for their children. This particularly affects working mothers who are put on hold and going back to work. Parti Québécoise Véronique Yvon is disappointed that we have not significantly improved childcare assisted center systems in the last 25 years since they were established.
And unfortunately, we are really going away from those principles, which are to have universal access, easy access, and quality.
Are families turning to private daycares?
Private daycares are not always an option for all families. Not every family can afford the cost of a private daycare. Lemieux wants childcare centers to be a priority, since a child's access to childcare should not be determined by their economic status.
Thank you, Esme. One out of seven Black Canadians feel like their employer treats them equally to their other peers, but they say working harder is the key to obtain this acknowledgement. Still, more needs to be done to make minorities feel comfortable in their workplace. Isabeau Delacour reports.
Employees believe that their employers have improved their understanding of inequalities in the workplace. Edgar Gay, publisher for the Black magazine Community Contact, explained what more needs to be done for the numbers to show 100%.
Yes, there are proper policies in place to protect vulnerable people, vulnerable groups, and that's the responsibility of one government. It's also the responsibility of corporations, business owners, and anybody who is in charge or have authority over others.
Alison McManus, partner in the Department of Professional Practice at KMPQ, explains that despite positive changes being seen, more efforts need to be done to fight anti-Black racism in the workplace. Showing active support could be one of the solutions.
One of the most important and effective ways for reducing anti-Black racism is to encourage, do what you can to foster an atmosphere of allyship. You know, anti-Black racism is not something that is the Black community's problem. It is something that needs everybody to work together to break down the walls.
Progress is seen, yet as a society, we should keep on sticking together to improve our vulnerable communities' lives. For Concordia News, I'm Isabeau Delacour.
The city of Longueuil announced it is postponing its plan to euthanize the deer groups located in Michel Chartrand Park until fall. Previous plans killing the overpopulated animals from November 21st, 2021, have been reconsidered. The park is now home to over 70 deers, meaning more than five times the number of animals it should support. During a statement, Longueuil Mayor Catherine Fournier explained that proceeding to the plans now will not effectively reduce the deer's overpopulation. Putting the intervention off until fall 2020 will permit herd size reduction targets. It's In today's sports news, we now know who'll bear the national flag at the Olympics. And over at home, Toronto has all the highlights. The Maple Leafs demolished the Devils for the second time just a couple days, and the Raptors won a close one to the Miami Heat. Yvon Desjacquelin has all your sports news.
Marner shooting again. He scored. It got past the screen. Akira Schmid. Mitch Marner.
The Maple Leafs confirmed their domination over the New Jersey Devils by beating the team for the second time in the last 2 days. Last night in Newark, the Leafs racked up 7-1, leading them on a 5-game winning streak. Toronto was full speed from the start, leading 4-0 by the end of first period. The Devils' fate was sealed from there and on. Mitch Marner stood out by scoring twice in the game, 4 total in the meet against the Devils. Over to basketball, the Raptors took on Miami at home and won 110-106. Gary Trent Jr. led the score and matched the team's franchise record when he scored 30 points in 5 consecutive games. Toronto won third quarter and made it through, but it was a close call for a heated game against the Heat. The Olympics are also coming up real soon, and since this morning we know who will bear our flag at the opening ceremony. Speed skater Charles Hamelin and captain of the women's hockey team Marie-Philippe Poulin were asked this morning if they would take on this honor, and they were over the moon. Here's the reaction when they were told.
I'll be the most proud guy beside Marie-Philippe carrying the flag.
I cannot wait, Charles, it's an honor, and I don't know, I'm in shock, so thank you very much.
Also, just in this morning, was the Washington football team finally has a new name, the Washington Commanders. This concludes their 18-month search for a new identity after the controversy over their old name, the Redskins. And last but not least, this morning, NFL quarterback Tom Brady has finally confirmed his retirement after 22 seasons. That's all for this morning.
Thanks, Ivan. It's Groundhog Day today. It's a coin toss in this year's winter's predictions. Canada's leading groundhogs are contradicting each other. Punxsutawney Phil and Nova Scotia's famous Shubenacadie predicting 6 more weeks of winter. Meanwhile, according to Ontario's Wyarton Willie, we can expect an early spring. If you want to believe our local celebrity groundhog, Fred La Marmotte, then we can expect 6 more weeks of winter. Here in Montreal, the temperature is expected to stay over 0 degrees for the rest of the day and tomorrow. However, the rest of the week does seem to get colder. We're expecting up to 10 centimeters of snow and reaching a minimum temperature minus 13 degrees on Saturday. That's your news to 11:27. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Adrian Gartner.